Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's kind of what we want you to be, right? We want you to be part of the solution. And part of that reason, you know, again, you might be able to change somebody's mind. Maybe. No, seriously, in all seriousness, you might be able to change somebody's mind. You just never know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, Carolyn Wren's going to join me right after the first break. she's always got something on her mind, something that we'll just say that tinged her. And I don't blame her. I mean, again, with everything going on around us, the news that hits over the weekend, and it's a news that's, I don't even want to say hits, it's hidden from us over the weekend. Remember, a lot of this stuff happens from Friday on because they know you can't do anything about it. Right? I mean, my computer or what? So anyway, again, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website. I want you to sign up for the weekly news blast. Yeah, I'm going to have somebody start getting on those on a regular, more of a regular basis. Because you want to know what's coming up on the show. You want to know what's happening. All right. Like I said, I got a lot. Twitter goes out of its mind, and I don't blame it. Joe Biden, don't you love this? I mean, he doesn't, you guys, you can't say he has Alzheimer's. You can't say he has dementia. You can't say this stuff, you know, because you're not a medical person. But he does live in a different, an alternate universe altogether. There's no question about it. He made the statement, not me. He said, ready for this? Gas prices in California have always been at $7 a gallon. There's something wrong with him. He also claimed the prices came down $1.35 and working on housing is the most important thing that we could deal with. Yeah. Joe, we can't afford a house. We can't get there. If gas prices stay through the roof, we can't do it. So Twitter users attempted to fact check Joey B. After the president told a reporter that the gas has always been $7 a gallon. I don't know what's wrong with you people. The inflation report is out. Have you seen gas prices around here in L.A.? It's $7 a gallon. Almost a reporter was getting on his case. This is while he was buying food in Los Angeles. Oh, wow. He ate in a taco shop. Where was Jill? Wouldn't you want her around a, well, whatever. Well, that's always been the case here in Los Angeles, Biden replied. You know, it's not what nationwide gas prices came down. Oh, about $1.35. They're still down over a dollar, but we're going to work on housing. Because, you know, housing is big. Most important thing we have to do. God. He is like Mr. Magoo, is he not? I mean, really. No clue whatsoever with what's going on around him. And Twitter, I mean, God, I can't even imagine. They rushed to nail him good, right? His claim about gas prices in the Golden State, making note that his attempt to pivot the conversation towards housing because he knew he had just said something extremely stupid. Bidenism at its finest in LA today. High gas prices and housing problem, really? James Gallagher, the Republican Minority Leader of California Assembly, sent out a tweet that the Biden is just out of touch. New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin, he offered up his own fact check of Biden, given the fact that gas was $3.36 a gallon in California when Biden was sworn in as president. He's right. The man is right. But most Democrats, hardcore Democrats, will tell you ain't nothing wrong here. No, everything's fine. Economy's fine. Everything's fine. This is because of what Trump and the Republicans did to the country. That way, remember, you know what I call them? The party of non-responsibility. They take responsibility for nothing. It's amazing to me. They take responsibility for nothing. It makes no sense whatsoever. At some point in time, you have to open your mouth and say, okay, yeah, we got a problem here. But they think as long as they keep denying it, it's not a problem. Right? The California Republican Senate candidate, Mark Mauser, he criticized Biden's claim that he tweeted that the president was out of touch with how his policies are destroying the United States. He's not just out of touch. He only knows what his people tell him. Otherwise, he hasn't got a clue as to what's going on around him. Mark went on to say, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but California does not usually have $7 a gallon gas. In fact, prior to you becoming president, $5 gas in California was considered extremely high. You are out of touch with how your policies are destroying this nation. He is totally out of touch. And unaware. Not just out of touch. AAA reported that the national average price of a gallon of gas has climbed $4 on Monday. Right? Or, I'm sorry, climbed to $4. Except in California, where it climbed to $7. I told you, I bought gas at $6.99 a gallon the other day. This is nuts. But everything's okay. Administration's got it under control. Back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution that nobody else seems to want to be. Be part of that. I want you need to fight. Right, you need to make sure you're well informed. Stop being one of those fools that's running around telling everybody, you know, like those guys that are in jail right now for not paying their income taxes, running around going, "Hey, you know, IRS is illegal, taxing is illegal," and you don't get too many people when you're behind bars. Okay, not really the way to fight it, if you would. So get involved, get engaged, get informed, then fight. That's the way to make it happen. Well, here's a fighter I always love when she's on with me, and I always love reading Man, I'll tell you what. Your thumbs must hurt from all the Twitter stuff that you do. Kimberly Moore joins me. I'm surprised you don't have like 16 aliases there, so when they shut you down, you can just keep going.
I don't get shut down usually.
Really? How do you stay out of Twitter jail? Come on.
I have no idea. I'm in Facebook jail. I get put in that jail, but not Twitter.
No, they've got you on a timer. Every like 35 days, they throw you a. They put you.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure I get suppressed on Twitter, but I don't. I haven't gotten Twitter jail.
Yeah, that's just amazing because I see what you post. It's just totally amazing. So I don't know if you caught my opening, but did you hear that Joey Biden said that gas has always been $7 a gallon here in California, and he's proud of the fact that he's brought it down by $1.35 nationwide. What nation is he talking about? Do we know?
Probably Ukraine. That's all he seems to care about.
God.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
No, it does feel that way. You are correct there. It does feel that way. You know, but
he's so out of touch, he can't even touch himself. I mean, he's just...
Oh, God. All right, yeah. That could be... I wasn't even insinuating anything. I didn't say you were.
With that comment, I'm just saying.
Know, people are. Yeah, there you go.
He is. I can't believe he's our president. Do you know how bad it looks? He's eating ice cream out of a waffle cone the other day. Eating ice cream out of a waffle cone, being asked serious questions by reporters, and he comes off like the biggest moron on the planet because he doesn't know what he's talking about. I care more about other countries instead of, what's going on here. Our economy's great. Really, dude?
Oh, yeah. He's worried about housing here. That's his big push. I'm going, wait a minute. If I can't get to work, you better find more free housing because I'm not going to be able to get a job. You know?
Well, and companies are going to be laying off. Companies are all already holding back on hiring other than the people they desperately need because they don't know what's going to happen. We're in a recession. By all typical standards, we're in a recession. The Biden administration wants to change the definition, but that doesn't change reality.
Oh, no. They don't live in anything near reality. I mean, come on, can we be honest about it? I mean, this is all about them maintaining and keeping control. The proof behind that, I don't know if you heard that Gavin Newsom came out and made a COVID announcement. Did you know that?
Oh, good Lord.
He said... You'll love to hear that COVID-19 state of emergency is almost coming to an end. Not next Tuesday, but sometime in 2023, February, March.
What? Wow. Wow.
Oh,
and people will... He's not up for election right now, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what this pompous SOB did? He, and I don't know if you do the same thing in New Hampshire, but it's they have these when you file to run, right? They have a candidate statement. You put in a statement. This is what I've done. This is who I am. This is why I would like your vote. He didn't put one in. His attitude is everybody knows who I am. He's not really advertising. He's not really campaigning.
Wait a minute. He's up for re-election.
Oh yeah. He's up for re-election. And the guy running against him has no chance of beating him. Absolutely not.
Of course not. Why waste money on running a campaign when clearly even Gavin knows he's going to win again?
Oh, he's sure he's going to blast whoever was going to run against him. Nobody challenged him in the primary.
Of course not.
You know?
Nobody's going to challenge Nancy Pelosi's nephew. How dare you even think of such a thing?
I dare you say that. There you go. That's water in my glass. I don't know what you're talking about. She this is proof positive. I keep telling people they know they own the system. They know it.
Yep.
And when you hear him talk, you realize he has blamed when he's been out on the campaign trail, even though he's not calling it a campaign trail. When he goes out to these other states and he speaks, all our woes. You ready for this one? Every woe we have going on right now is because of the mess that Trump left behind here in California, in the country as a whole, and the whole thing. Right?
Is anyone actually dumb enough to believe that?
Oh, yes.
Besides Democrat supporters?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
If you guys, I had to ban some people from my, I won't get too deep into this because, you know, I had to ban people from my campaign Facebook page. Because as I'm getting these endorsements and they're being posted up there, these people are jumping on it. They're blasting the person I get the endorsement from, and they're blasting anybody who gives kudos to the endorsement of that person. And I finally had it. I started attacking, you know, being from Boston, I wasn't going to let them beat up on my friends. So I started attacking them back, and then I decided, you know what? These people are rabid. They're nasty. They're hateful. And even some of the old-time Dems that I've talked to in town that have backed away from politics, they backed away because of the new Dems that moved into town, and they're so hateful and nasty.
Wow.
Right? Now I'm talking old-time, you know, Dems, and when I say old-time, you know, 10, 12 years ago, that though we got along for, you know, a beer and a sandwich, maybe we didn't agree politically, but we got along for a beer and a sandwich, they said they can't even get along with their own people now.
Wow.
That's how bad it is.
It doesn't surprise me. No, it doesn't surprise me because they are rabid. And the people that are going on your site are probably being paid to do that by your opponents.
Yeah. It's always amazing to me that this was able to happen. And it happened in a relatively short period of time, didn't it, Kimberly? I mean, this massive divide in hate?
It happened because of Obama. That's when it happened. The Obama administration put this into place, and sowed the seeds of hatred and division throughout the country. And, you know, Democrats were like that for a while, the extreme left, but regular Democrats weren't. People always got along before, even if they disagreed.
Yep.
This was thanks to the Obama administration and the extreme left.
Well, I got another one that can give you heartburn. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Atlanta voters feel that, well, Stacey Abrams, her election was stolen from her. They may give it back to her. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's central bank isn't done raising interest rates. Speaking over the weekend in Washington, D.C., President of the St. Louis Fed Reserve, James Bullard, notes rates could be raised by 0.75 percentage point in November and December. The Fed has been steadily hiking rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation. A small plane went down in a South Florida neighborhood shortly after takeoff from an airport.
We can confirm that there are two fatalities, unfortunately, in regards to why the plane crashed, what happened. That is an investigation that NTSB will be handling.
Tanya Ruiz with Miramar Police isn't identifying the victims yet. For now, the plane is nosed down between two homes in the city northwest of Miami. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here. And Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. And you know, Kimberly, we were talking during the break, and I got to thinking, there's not many people. Maybe it's where you're brought up. You know, some people jokingly call me the Boston Bulldog. Because I don't let go of things. I don't allow people to beat on other people, and I don't let go of things. And
right.
Some people see that as mean-spirited, nasty, or whatever. I look at it and go, look, if you're going to step into the arena, and you're going to be nasty and hateful, you better have a set of gloves on, and maybe a catcher's mask and a chest protector.
So I like to say, you know, because people get mad when you fight back, I like to say, well, if you want to play in the sandbox, I will play in the sandbox, not a problem, but I'm going to throw sand in your face.
Right.
You know, I have no qualms about getting pulled down and dragged down into the sandbox, and I will have a blast doing it.
Yeah, but you're right. From a standpoint, again, they come into your arena, they come into your living room, they want to tell you that they don't like your decor, they don't like your couch, they don't like the way you're serving food, right? And then they try to tell you that they're wonderful, loving people.
There's not one Democrat ever again that can say they're wonderful, loving people after what they've done to us the past few years with just the COVID thing alone. Mm-hmm. Never again. And if they say it, anyone buys it, then they're... I'm going to watch my tongue.
Well, listen, here's the thing. When you and they did it to us. Remember during Trump, they were saying, well, if you don't speak out against it, then you must be for it. So for you Dems that are trolling the show and listening, if you're not speaking out against some of the stuff that's going on, I mean, if you really believe that these gas prices are due to Trump, you really need some psychiatric care. All right? I mean, if you're swallowing the pill and you're just going to toe the line no matter what happens as the show is ship is going down, good luck to you. You know?
You know what? The only people better off today than they were 2 years ago are Hunter Biden, illegal aliens, Pfizer, and Ukraine, and Fauci. That's it. No one else is under Biden. Not even Democrats. Unless, you know, you're a Democrat strategist who's just soaking money, from people for their failed campaign that's about to take a dive.
But you know something's up when now you've got SNL making fun of him. and making fun of some of the Democrat policies.
Oh, they actually finally did? I don't
know. Oh, they have been. They've been making fun of him as of late. And, you know, again, you look at this and you say to yourself, finally, it's overflowed to the point where they can't handle it anymore, if you would, right?
Yeah, well, they probably had to get permission, so. Because
hey,
they're cowards.
Don't laugh, because she's right. You know, again,
yeah.
You see this kind of stuff happen on a regular basis. And who was it? Bill, he was on Fox News, big man, you know, big, heavy, overweight man. And he, God, what was his name? Bill. He was a strategist for the Clintons. He was a Democrat strategist. He bounced back and forth between CNN and Fox a couple of times. But he had said that when Obama first got in, within the first couple of months, he got a call from their administration. Somebody from their administration flat out said, you need to stop with these kind of stories, you know, and that kind of thing. Not a threat about his job, but definitely a threat to him that this won't go well for you in your career kind of thing.
And, you know? And that's what happens. That's why even local news, that's why you can't trust the media. Because even local news media, I know in here in New Hampshire, the biggest station, WMUR, they won't call Democrats out because they want access. And they know they will lose it if they do.
Yep.
So we don't get real true reporting in this state. And I guarantee other states are the same way.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're here in Los Angeles. You don't hear anything that the governor's doing wrong. Nothing. You don't hear any of his issues. You didn't hear, what was it, last year, I think it was, he had another marital affair. Nobody carried it. No mainstream news source carried it.
So basically, Nuisance just does whatever he wants, and California voters keep voting him in, and you never hear about any of the things that he does that are really pretty heinous.
Yep. You're exactly right.
Wow.
And he will have an area cleaned up before he gets there in Los Angeles, Oakland,
yeah.
San Francisco. Then he shows up for a press conference, and it's like, it's beautiful. Look around. This place is, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
You know, and believe that he has the gall, I don't know if you're following this, but he has the gall to go to Texas and a few other places and telling them, you know, why are you going to Texas or why are you going to Florida? You could enjoy the weather and the freedoms of California from a guy who just said that the state of emergency may be lifted in during the in February or March.
He's never going to get rid of that power. And people are going to keep voting him in and giving it to him.
And the legislators, they have the ability to take it away from him. They won't do it.
Of course they won't.
You know?
And he won't, because the California legislature is run by Democrats,
yep.
And they don't want to lose out on fundraising or whatever.
So shortly after Joey B. got in office, California was, before he got into office, California was you ready for this one? $280 billion in the hole. Think about that. $280 billion. We have 40 million people, I think, in the state, something like that. So we $280 billion, because these were mandates, these were pensions that we had to pay, that kind of thing. After Joe gets in, after some of these relief programs go through, we have a surplus now of almost $100 billion.
Excuse me? So taxpayers from across the country are paying off California's liabilities.
Yep. And no, I got to get you madder. Gets better than that. He is now, because of the quote-unquote surplus that we have. Now, he won't can the gas tax. He won't do anything to help the day-to-day stuff. But every taxpayer is getting a $1,000 rebate, every one of us.
Ugh.
Because of the surplus.
Is he doing that right before the election,
yep.
Right?
Yep. You figured it out, huh? You caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Just like Biden trying to get, you know, cancel student loans right before the election.
Just amazing. Just amazing, you know?
They never stop.
No. It's, you know, people, the show is national, but the reason I focus so much on California, first of all, we're out of California, but they're the biggest, I don't even understand how this happens. I don't understand how rank-and-file Democrats are looking at what's going on around them and say, that darn Trump. The guy's not in office anymore. and you totally run the state. They have a supermajority in Sacramento. They, you know, they in the House. You don't stand a chance.
No, they. I always crack up too when Democrats from other states want to push the failed climate cult agenda that they've done in California, where now you guys have rolling blackouts and please don't use the water here, and we're gonna have massive forest fires that kill people and destroy homes because we won't do forest management because of the climate cult. And then you know those electric cars we're going to make you buy? Don't charge them. And don't use any electricity between the peak hours that you're home with your kids and your family after working all day, because we just don't have enough. Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Let's do like be like California.
But to show you how to touch there, they're still pushing not to sell any gas-powered cars, I think, by 2035. I think by 2025, all garden tools, all garden power tools have to be electric. They can't be gas. And they're pushing for, everything to be electric in your house. No more natural gas, okay? No propane. They want you to have total electric, including solar panels.
Do they know where electricity comes from? I don't think they do.
Apparently. But here's a sneaky thing that Newsom did a couple of months back. They were closing down the last nuclear power plant in California.
Oh, my God.
He signed an executive order with no fanfare to keep the power plant open, to scrub the mothballs and keep it open because they needed the power.
Of course, nobody knows about it, though, right?
No, it's not big news. I mean, these people are great at this, you know?
The climate cult hates nuclear, even though it's a very clean form of energy.
It is the safest form of power for us. Yeah. You know, this isn't Russia, where we do things half-butt, or China, who doesn't really care about their people.
Right.
You know? All right.
Well, and the thing is...
Okay. We've got to go for a quick break. Well, I'm going to wind you up again. Don't worry about it. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detox protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Meadow Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Meadow Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
With the 855-GROW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You need to be part of, you really need to be part of the solution. I keep telling you that, you're tired of hearing, I've heard some of you people say, you know, you keep saying the same thing. Yeah, you know why? Because you're not listening. My grandmother looked and said, and slapped you in the back of the head and said, what's wrong with you? Pay attention over here. And that's what you need. You see what's going on around you. Some of you live in, smaller towns, smaller areas. I'm not talking about like not Los Angeles. You know what I mean. Maybe you have 100,000 people in your town, right? And you got people running for school board, water board, city council. Get informed. Find out who they are before you go put your name behind them. And then you know what? Don't just say, yep, I voted for you. That's useless. It helps to a degree, but you got to get out there for that person. You either got to walk, make phone calls. Help them raise money, right? Help them do mailers. Whatever it is you need to do something to help them win and then hold their feet to the fire afterward. Kimberly Maroon joins me. She also is part of a, you know, I won't say probably a small town, but a smaller town back there in New England. Small town politics, though, are just as vicious as big town politics, aren't they?
It's actually worse because it's so small, and there's only 4,000 people in my town.
God,
it's very small compared.
I wish.
It's actually more brutal because the Democrats tell people about me before I even know who they are.
You know, I got to tell you something. I have to reach 38,000 people.
Oh my
okay.
God.
I need about a third of the votes to win, so I need between 12 and 15,000 votes to win. And, you know, people, you got to hit them two or three times.
Yep.
Before they really know what's going on.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
It's just crazy.
Ugh. So. Yeah, the all the mail. I mean, I also get all the stuff from all the, you know, state, whatever, Senate candidates.
Yep.
I can't wait till it's over.
You can't.
I know you can't.
It seems like every time I turn around, I think this is just another week or just another 2 weeks. I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, really?
But that's a long 2 weeks, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, but it really isn't. I mean, technically right now, for those of you paying attention to elections in general, it's really 3 weeks. You know, you've got, November 8th, right?
Yeah.
So it's 3 weeks out there.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I mean,
more
you're sitting there scratching your head going, oh, my God, somebody save me, you know. give me a mercy shot here or something. I don't know what. But
if people have never worked out a campaign, they have no idea the pain and suffering that people go through working on campaigns.
No, they really don't.
I find the whole election season to be torturous. But mind you, I take every survey. I found out my sister does too. Every phone call for a survey or a poll, I take every single one.
Do you really?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you bored?
No, I take every single one. I'll be driving in my car and I'll take it.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, God bless you, because I'm like, how did you get my number?
Nope. I take every single one online. It doesn't matter. Wow. Wherever they ask, I take it.
All right, well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's one poll I take on a regular basis. I have been for years. And they always ask, what's the biggest threat to the United States or whatever? And I always write the Biden administration.
Do they stutter?
Every single time.
Or do they stutter? I mean, seriously. You know. All right. So let me get you to throw up in your mouth here. Hold on. So
God.
In you know, Georgia's a hotbed right now for everything. You know, and you look at the Senate race, you look at the race for governor, the whole nine yards, right? So the question was asked of voters there, and they were asked, was in 2018, was the election stolen from Stacey Abrams? And many voters in South Fulton, Georgia, you know, said that, yeah, it was. The election was stolen from her. And when you think about this, think about the information. You brought it up earlier. It's so true. Think about the information they're getting on a regular basis. If you ask these people what news they watch, probably CNN and or local Georgia rags, you know, the papers there. And they're all hardcore Democrat papers. You know, we've got to break that somehow.
And they're also told that by Democrats, Democrat Party. You know, they're told that kind of crap by them. So, and that's who's the, you know, the arm of the media in this 52, country.
52,000 votes she claims were stolen from her. Now, I don't have it in front of me because we're not doing it every day, but what didn't somebody figure out that, I mean, for all intents and purposes, what was it, 40,000 votes swayed the presidential election, you know, based on counties and that kind of thing?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because it had to do with the you know, the electoral votes.
Right.
And you know, you had these votes that were either miscounted or what have you, and they said, look, it wasn't millions of votes. This election could have been won in tens and thousands of votes, really. So it's just amazing. So she's screaming that the 52,000 votes were stolen from her. Now think about this. Think about this. They showed up out of nowhere.
Right. Of course.
Well, that's because the Republicans got a hold of your playbook. We use your playbook if that's the case.
Yeah, right?
Right?
I mean, didn't she just only recently admit, oh, yeah, it wasn't stolen? You won. Like, recently, because she was running again?
Yeah.
Because the left are always the ones that are saying, if you deny an election, you're a conspiracy theorist, white supremacist, whatever else they say.
Well, Sharpton, in a speech, said, if you don't vote for Stacey Abrams, you're not a real man.
What does Al Sharpton know about being a real man?
I thought you'd like that.
I want to know that.
Oh, and these people come up with this stuff. You just sit there and you go, oh, my God. Really? Where do you come up with this stuff? Where do you get your information that makes you believe that what you're saying is true?
Well, remember, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Yeah. Yep.
To a black journalist or whatever, podcaster.
Yeah, whatever he is. Well, he's got a weird name.
I can't remember his name, but I don't know if he was a podcaster or what.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, these people are insane. Have normal Americans not realized this yet? Or are they just tuning into that now, I hope? Because if they haven't figured it out yet, they're going to be in for... I mean, if they're not already sorry they voted for Biden, they're going to be really sorry if they decide to vote for Democrats and keep them in power. We all will be.
Oh, God.
It'll just be them.
You know... This stuff is just amazing. The these stories start to surface now, and I don't know if they're surfacing to kind of take the heat off of what's going on, you know, at the White House and other places. You got what's her name, Ghislaine Maxwell. She feels bad for Prince Andrew. Did you hear about that?
Excuse me.
Well, yeah, because he's been tied to sex trafficking because of his affiliation with Epstein, and I'm going. If you think about it, what other reason would you be affiliated with him?
Right. But wasn't it a girl who they posted pictures of her with Prince Andrew?
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't just associated with it. There's proof that he actually was with one of the girls that said she was trafficked.
Yeah.
I want to know why we don't have that list of who was the traffickers.
Yeah, isn't it interesting? So she got nailed for 20 years for being involved in sex trafficking.
Right.
She matched all these people up. You know she had to give names out.
Yep.
So where are those names?
Yep. Why aren't there any names of the sex traffickers who we all know were very powerful people? Why aren't mm-hmm. their names out there? This is why, you know, people just lose faith, because there's no justice in our justice system. If you're, you know, if you're one of the connected
no equal,
and wealthy.
Yes, yeah, there's no equal justice. Again, you know, people don't want to hear it, but when you look at what went down January 6th, you look at the people still there. There's letters. I don't know if you heard about the letters that were snuck out of the jail cells. They're begging to be put in Guantanamo. They said, you know, basically the terrorists got better treatment than they get.
Wow.
And so, they'd like to be put there. And again, they are having trouble getting to who they need to get to. They are having trouble getting the legal help that they should, that shouldn't be an issue. Not in this case, it should be an issue.
I think there was recently, wasn't there a whistleblower about those guys, that whole event, affair?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it doesn't mean anything. Look what they did the other day with the January 6th hearings, right? It was like a last-minute shot over the bow. And it's still got the worst ratings ever. It's not moving people.
No, because people are suffering, and we also, a lot of people don't think what those people did warrants the way they're being treated now.
Right.
Especially after seeing BLM and all, and Antifa freaking burning federal buildings down, killing cops, murdering people.
Yep.
For 2 years, or a year. No, I'm sorry. Most people, it's not moving the needle for them because they don't care.
All right, lady, where do they find you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the potential new AG for the state of California.